Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Pei, and we are on Ayin Tes Amud Beis. We are by the Mishnah as we continue with the last Mishnah relating to issues of Ne'emanus, of wife and child, and then we'll get into the last topic of the Masechta, the issues of Yichud, which start on Amud Beis today, Pei Amud Beis, the last Mishnah or two, and then we'll get to the finishing up Mishnah in this Masechta. So says the Mishnah, Misha Yatza Hu Ve'ishto L'Medina Sayam. Husband and wife went out to Medina Sayam, went out to the live in a different country. Ubahu ve'ishta ubanav. And remember, we're talking about a time period when there was no communication. It wasn't that you heard about onlysimchas.com or you checked on what everybody was up to. What happens? But he comes back with his wife. Ubahu ve'ishta ubanav. And he comes back with children. V'yamar isha sheyatzas imi l'medina sayam. And he says, this is the wife that came with me, Harihizu, this is the same woman. It's been a couple of years, and she looks a little older, she looks a little different, but this is it. I'm telling you, this is my wife, Elu Baneh. These are the children that we had together. Ein sarach lavi raya lo ala isha vo ala banim. There's no raya that has to be brought to the kashrus of the woman or her children. The woman, we trust that this is the wife that he had when he went out. And at that time, the yichus was obviously already checked before the marriage took place. And if there are children, as the Gemara is going to say, the children are kruchen achareha. They're very close to her. They don't want to let her go. When she leaves the room, they start crying. So then that's a raya that the children are with her. Rashi says, nidbakin etzla, as we will see. So that's a raya. That's the most simple case. He was married beforehand. He went out and the marriage, continued until now, but now there are children. What about Mesa, ve'elu baneha? What if the man comes back without a wife and says that his wife had died, but these are her children, so the children aren't karach achareha, she's not there, so then maybe raya labanim, veina maybe raya laisha, he does not have to bring a raya again about the wife, we assume he only had one wife, and the wife died, and these are the children, and these are her children, but says the Mishnah that you have to bring a raya that on the children, because there is no chazaka of kruchin achareha, right, you have to bring a raya, rashi, shahayu b'nei osa isha. As they're somehow bring a raya, get a birth certificate, bring Aiden, that they are the children of that woman that he was married to, that was his wife. And then once you connect the children to the woman, then the woman's kashrus and check beforehand, would be okay. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah discuss, why isn't he Naaman midin Yakir? We said Yakir Yakirenu Lachirim. The Tosfos Yontif here discusses why that Naamanus wouldn't be true here, but you have to bring a raya on the banim. Part one of the Mishnah. But what about this case? Again, another lacking detail. Isha Nasasi bi Medina Sayam. He was not married when he went out. But he says, this is a woman I married out in Medina Sayam. Hare Hizu ve'elu baneha. And these are her children. And again, they are karach achareha. Maybe raya ala isha ve'en sorach lavi raya ala banim. She has to bring a raya about the yichus of the wife. Once he does that, so that he does not have to bring a raya about the children, because the mela, they flow from her, because it's clear that they are her children. Mesa ve'elu baneha, but if it's missing both, right, he went out without a wife, and now he does not have a wife. And he says he was married, and the woman died, but these are the children, ve'elu baneha, of their marriage. Sarach lahavi raya l'isha v'ala banim. Then he has to bring a raya on the isha and the banim. There is no proof at all for anything on the yichus of the woman, on the banim, that they are from that woman, and therefore a raya has to be brought for everything. Good. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, v'kulan kruchen achareha. Rabba Bar Rav Huna says, in all these cases where we trust that once you bring a raya for the women, then you can bring then memela, if the children flow from her, that's only if kruchen achareha, as we said, because then we assume halacha takes into account realities, and if there's a reality that the children are all staying with the mother, and they're connected to the mother, and they don't want the mother to leave the house, and they cry when she leaves, so we assume that that's the real mother. And once you bring a raya to the kashrus of the mother, so then it would be okay. You don't have to bring a separate raya to the kashrus of the children. Period. Related. Tana Rabbanan, a brisa that's connected. Isha nasasi b'medinas hayam. This is one of the middle cases of the Mishnah. A man says that he married a woman in Medinas hayam. Maybe raya ala isha, v'en sorach lavi raya ala banim. He only has to bring a raya for the wife, because once he brings a raya from the wife, then the children flow memela. Well, maybe raya al hagdolim, they don't tzorach lavi raya laktanim. He has to bring a raya on the gdolim, meaning the older children that are not karuch achareha, they're more independent. So even though you bring a raya for the mother, for the wife, you might not know that these, you don't know that these gdolim are her children, but you don't have to bring a raya for the ktanim because they are karuch achareha. But now, this brisa adds in another detail. Bamed verma murim bi'isha achas. When do we say that this is true, that by the ne'eman is why one wife? He says, I married one wife. But avo b'shtei nashim. But if he says he had two wives, and what? Machlokas Rashi Me'iri. Rashi says, one of them died, and this is the other one. Two wives meaning there is a woman here, but he says this is not the one. Right, Rashi. Avalamar Shein Nashimayu Umesaha Achas. The Elu Banea Shalzu. But these are the children of this woman, so then maybe Raya Laisha Viala Banim Alakdolam Alaktanim. So then you have to bring a Raya on both. Even if Rashi is Bechadish based on the Gemara, even if the children are Kruchen Achareha, but it could be that their real mother died young, and this mother took care of them from a very young age, and they will be karach achareha. Once he admits that there were two wives. The Meiri says, even if they're both here, doesn't have to be that one is still, one died, even if they're shneim kayamim, the Meiri says, you would still have the same halacha. That's the Meiri. We'll get to the other part of the Meiri a little bit later. The Rishash here deals with, in this case, why don't you say she has a migu? He has a migu, right? If there's one woman, whether she's here or whether she died, he says, you know, I had another wife, but she died, and these are not the children of the other woman. So we should just say migu that he's believed to say that this is the woman. So the Meiri says, the Rishash says, must be there were Edim. Kashali din nehemni b'migu, de lo havi omer, shelo haisa lo ona isha acheres, v'lashon ha-rambam b'chibu ro v'imba b'shtei nashim. Maybe that's why it's two wives, and they're karach after one, and he says they're really the others. V'ulai de la rashi lamali de nechush kishe imam kayemes, shiyin b'ku b'zulasa, avamikom, right, you should, we're not choshesh really, avamikom akam, yesh lefar shesh edim, shayisa lo isha acheres v'meisa. They add that in, and therefore there's migu b'akam edim, and there wouldn't be an ability to do that. The Mefarshim here ask also on this case. Let me just find it in the Biur Hadaf. He quotes a collection of Mefarshim also with a couple of other answers of why there isn't might not be a migu in this case. But do ena av the base mayor ena av neman alabanim machmas migu di ibai shasik. Like the Rishash asks, he quotes a different answer. He quotes that because of that, the Rambam says, "Medubar kad b'misha nasa isha miyucheses v'halach lemedidas ayam v'chazerim shtei nashim sha'af shayaladim kruchen acharei isha miyucheses ein zu hochacha shehi imam." If there's another woman there, again, there's a mitzius that might override the fact that there was a migu. Okay, they all try to figure out ways to get out of that question. But let's continue. Amar Reish Lakish. Now we have Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about how far this ne'emanis goes. Reish Lakish says, Lo Shana, when do we rely on this reality that the little kids are karach after the mother? Let's say in the case of the Mishnah where there's only one woman, Ela b'kachi agvul. That's only by kachi agvul, which we'll translate as truma. Kachi agvol, we would give truma if he said this is the child and he is a kohen, and we would be able to feed him truma. Aval b'yuchsin lo, but for yichus, we would not allow. What does yichus mean here? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Pasha's yichus means, if this was a girl, would she be able to marry a kohen? That's yichus. That's what we would, Pasha's assume. The problem, though, the Rishonim ask, what about Machlokas and Maseches Ksubis, the Manda Amar of Ma'alin Mitruma Liyuchsin? The second that you give somebody truma, then you automatically would say, oh, okay, this must be a kosher, kohanic family, and therefore we'd be allowed to marry the daughter to a kohen. So, how do you, according to Reish Lakish, how would giving them truma be an okay limit? So that's why the Tosas Rid says it must be, according to the Manda Amar, Ma'ale Mishruma Liyuchsin. That doesn't mean automatically if you see somebody eating truma, you automatically are Ma'ale. That only means if you are Mechalek truma to them at the Goren. If you give them truma at the goren, so then we would say that he is a miyuchas to she is a miyuchas to marry a kohen. But not anybody meets truma. What, you see somebody, maybe they're an eved. So malam mishum liyuchsin does not mean automatically, says the Tosfos. Read again, this is part of that sugya there, Exubis. Doesn't mean automatically that we would say that he is a, there is a kohen. Reisi makshim, asir le Reish Lakish, malam mishum liyuchsin. Reish Lakish himself holds of this. Velokasha devade mechila grunos malin. Avo meachilas truma ein malin. Shari gamo evet ochob truma. Kidapricious hasam, like I explained there. One answer. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos doesn't like that answer. Tosfos assumes that no. Once you eat truma, so then, maybe the Eved's only allowed to eat Truma, B'makam HaBailim, B'makam HaAdon, and that's why we wouldn't be Ma'ale. But if you see somebody plain eating Truma, so that could be good enough. So that's what Reish Lakish holds. So what would he say here? So Rabbeinu Tam gives a different shot of what the word Yuchasin here means. Lo Shanu, Ela B'Kachi Yagvul, that also means that he would be allowed to marry a Kohen. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, right in the middle of the top Tosfos. Durav Savar Kamandamar Ein Malam Mishrum Al Yuchsin. Umasisin Dahacha Savar Kamandamar Malam Mishrum Al Yuchsin. Vahachi Hachi Pirusha. This is what it means. Lo Shanu Ela Bakachi Agvol Pirish Bechol Devar Kedusha. Kachi Agvol means everything except what is Yuchsin mean? As we're going to have Hashem in a couple of lines. Should we assume that this is Vadai, this person's family, and therefore we would give Skila based on that for various halachas? That's what Yuchsin here means, not in the normal sense of Yuchsin. But back to Tosis. Because she had Vol, Pirish, called Arisha Vigdusha, could go Truma, Nesias Kapayim, Ula Hasio Isha. Right? That's included in what we would trust. Aval le yuchsin lo klomar liskol al yado de kamar zehaben vizu imo vehaben ba aleha lo mehemen. We wouldn't believe regarding yuchsin to give them an onesh regarding some type of znus. That's the machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos, what does Reish Lakish here mean relating to the problem of malam mishum al yuchsin, assuming that Reish Lakish holds that? Okay, but either way, Reish Lakish says this is a limited ne'emanus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu B'Yuchsin, Rabbi Yochanan says, depending how far you go, Rashi and Tosfos, even L'Yuchsin, the Ne'emanus would be believed. The Kruchin Ima is such a strong evidence, and this is the only woman here, and we assume kids go with their mother, and that's enough for Halacha. V'az, Rabbi Yochanan Taimei, and Rabbi Yochanan is L'Shitaso, that he goes, that this is considered a Vadai. Dabar B'Chiyah Bar Abba Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, a very important line, la halacha, malkin ala chazakos, soklin v'sarfin ala chazakos, we give malkus based on a chazaka, on something that we only know based on a chazaka, there's no edus, but we would give malkus on a chazaka. Again, we'll see the examples. Soklin v'sarfin ala chazakos, skila and srefa, we would give punishment, Mises Bezdin, based on Chazaka, ve'ein sarfin truma ala chazakos, but we would not be sarif truma. We would not burn truma based on a Chazaka. We'll see examples of this measure in a minute, but it's interesting. They're after Rishash. Again, the next Rishash. We would kill based on a Chazaka, but we wouldn't burn truma based on a Chazaka. Isn't that strange? Killing somebody requires the most. So Rishash says, no, it's not just a general Chazaka. Each Chazaka is different. There are stronger Chazakas and there are weaker Chazakas. The Chazaka, obviously, that we're talking about regarding Soklin Vesarfin are very strong Chazakas. A family living together for 25 years. Remember we discussed a couple of days ago the Tshuva for Moshe, where there was a family that was living, you know, happily ever after, and then the son was 27 years old, and he was getting his daughter married, v'chulu, and all of a sudden the father comes and says, oh, really, this child is from, I was Mazana with a guy. Right? So Rav Moshe says, you can't do that. There's a chazaka. You assume that they're related. So the Rasha says, the chazakas that we're about to give here, there are different types of chazakas. The chazaka we're talking about by truma is not as strong of a chazaka. It's not the same chazaka. And it would be strong enough to kill, not strong enough to be sorif truma. Of course not. You wouldn't say that. Sarif Truma regards less. But says the Rishash, Ye Chazakos Shemalkin, Visoklin Visorfin Alam, Dahainu Chazakas Tovos, Kemo Kruchin Achareha. Vasish Upirish Vyesh Chazakos Shafilu Truma, Ain Sarfin Alayat, Kemo Chazakos Tipos de Tinok. We'll get to soon, Brother Shem. Lafisha Inena Chazaka Tova, Moshe Kazav Tosva. So you can't take this statement in a vacuum. Chazaka is strong enough to kill somebody, but not strong enough to burn Truma. The Chazakos involved in the case of Mises Bezdin are very strong. That's why they would be strong enough to kill somebody based on that. But they wouldn't, but the Chazakas in the context of Truma would not be strong enough. Interesting, the Gemara here is going to give an example, but the Gemara here does not quote, a source. How do we know? What's the source? Versoklin, Vesorfin, Vermalkin. So the Yerushalmi here gives a source. The Yerushalmi, again, it's not here in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi right here in Kiddushin, in the fourth parak. The Yerushalmi says, Minayin Shahargin ala Chazakos, Rabbi Shmuel, Bered Rabbi Yossi, Bey Rabbi Bon Omar, Ksiv, Umake Aviv Vimo Mos Yumas. Somebody like one of the Slan wounds their parent and gives them a black and blue mark, right? Mos Yumas, Vachidavar Barihu, Shezehu Aviv. Do we know Vadai that this is the father of this child? The mother, okay. You could have a raya, right? There was a person, an aide, a chaya. But how do you know this is the father? Falo chazaki ishu aviv. At omer hargin. Afacha hargin. That's the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi quotes the makar of make aviv imo most imos. If you look at the Rambam in Isurei Bia also discusses this in Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf. The Rambam says, Mishahuchzak b'she'er basar dunin bo al pi achazaka. Somebody who has huchzak as a relative, as we'll see examples of this, let's show in a minute. Right, a family, there's a family that's living, you know, a father, mother, children, and we don't have any raya, they moved into the family, and they act like a family. Af al pi she'ein sham raya brura shezeh karof. The Rambam says, even though there's no evidence, raya brura, that they're related, they can be making the whole story up, still, that's enough to Don based on the chazaka. Umalkin, visorfin, visoklin, vechonkin al pi chazaka zu. Keitzad, for example, harishahokshach shezu achoso, o bita, o imo, uba alea beedim, harizeloke, o nisraf, o niskal, viavavi shen shamraya brura shezu yachoso, o imo, o bita, eleva chazaka bilvan. Right, even though it's only based on a chazaka. Umay said he quotes the story that our Gemara is going to bring in a minute, and then he quotes, raya ladinze. B'mashedana Torah. Interesting. The Rambam Lachora had the Yerushalmi in front of him and had the Bavli. But what does he quote? B'mekalel Aviv, Umake Aviv. He also quotes the halacha of cursing a father, hitting a father. Sheyumas uminayin lanu raya brura shezeh aviv ela bechazaka kach shar krovin bechazaka. Just like you rely on the father, so too the other relatives. So the Rambam is, I didn't maybe have that girsa in the Yerushalmi about Makalel and not just Makeh. Good. So that's the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Lashitasa, because he says he even believed Liyochsin, because Kruchan Acharea is enough of a Chazaka to trust that this is true. So what are some examples now? So Malkin ala Chazakas, first line was, we give Malkus ben the son of Chazaka, Kid Rav Yehuda. So for example, where is that? Dam Rav Yehuda, Chuchzka Nida B'Shcheno Seha, Ba'al Aloke Aleho Mishim Nida. If a woman is Chuchzak to be a Nida in her neighborhood, what does that mean? Chuchzka, there's no raya that she was a Nida. Her neighbor saw that she was, like the days of old, wearing big day Nidus. They wore different robes during big day, during that time, right? They wore Begadim Levanim during Shiva Nikiyim, and they wore other clothing during the time that she was a Nida. So, Ba'al Aloka L'Mishim Nida, and then the husband is with her, and they're Eidim, but somehow the husband had a Yichud, and did more than Yichud. There was more than just Eidim Yichud, as we discussed in the past, what is needed. So there will be Malkus. Why Malkus? Because Nida is an Isser Karis. Isser Karis always goes with Malkus. Malkus and Karis, therefore in that case, there would be Malkus. The Meiri here has 2 days. Well, what is the woman saying in this case? Is the woman arguing? The woman arguing? Like, what if the woman would be arguing and say, no, I'm not a Nida. So does that prevent the husband? What if the woman doesn't say anything? Says the Meiri, Im hisru bo mikoa chazakazu, obviously had to be Hasra, right? Or else you're not going to get punishment. Hoel vihilo hechisha, lomar she'ena Nida. Day number one, because she didn't contradict. So that's why we're going to give Malkus. Kach pirshu rabosai. V'yav gdoli ha-mefarshim niresh ha-pirshu kein. They're right. V'hu shehutzrachu lefarsha sheba aleha. And therefore, what would be the case that she's not arguing? If she's beferish? V'hu shehutzrachu lefarsha sheba aleha v'hi yishena. Sheim lo kein af hi b'chal ha-onesh. If she was awake, then why did it say the husband gets Malkus? She should also get Malkus. If she does not contradict, and she has das, and she's involved in this act, why does it only focus on the husband? The Yesh Mefarshin Af Kishahi Macheshes. And then the Miri says, but there are some that say that even if she contradicts, she says, no, I am not Anida. Doesn't say that she gives an Amasla. Doesn't say she gives an excuse, so then Lachor and Amasla would work, as we learned in Ksubis. Right? If she explains why she was wearing Big Day Nidus, so then that would maybe if she tells her husband, she tells everybody, I was really sick, I didn't want my husband to get the wrong idea, so I wore the big day nidas. But really, I'm not a nida. So that would make a din if it's not maslo. We said then that it could work in certain cases. So the Meiri here says, v'yesh b'farshim, maybe if she even contradicts, elim keno keres ha-chazaka b'kocha masla acheres, as we said, mekivin she'laka nifter lo ben ha-kares, sh'kochai v'krisis, she'laku nifteru midei krisasan. As we learned elsewhere, whenever the Gemara and Makis, whenever Malkus is given, so then that could prevent the Karis. But that's in terms of Malkus. A Malkus based on a Chazaka. Again, there's no Edim that saw that she became an Ida. Even if there are no Edim that saw a Beged, a Kesem, whatever it is, we would still give Malkus in that case. Good. Let's continue. That's first line. Malkin ala Chazakas. Next line. Soklin v'sarfin ala Chazakas. We would give Mises Bezdin. Soklin v'sarfin ala Chazakas. Kid the Rabba Barafuna. Dam Rabba Barafuna. A story. It's a story the Rambam quoted. Ish ve'isha. Tinok v'tinoka. Shehigdilu. B'toch habayis. They live together as a family. Niskalin zelzeh. V'nisrafin zelzeh. Right? We would give Mises Bezdin. Rachman ala Slan. Based on, if either of these people are involved. Let's say if a husband and wife are living together, and then the woman goes as mizana, we would assume she's an ish ish. If they act like a husband and wife for all these years, and the children, if they are mizana with each other, rachmana litzlan. The Ritva says also in less extreme cases. Let's say we would assume for Yerusha, for issues of Yerusha, we would assume that this is a husband and a wife and children, and therefore the money goes to the children. The Kol Shekein L'Inyan Yerusha, the Ritva says this, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Reish Pei. V'shar Dvarim, D'Sagi B'Chazaka Shein Bana Bo'echa Ve'Einam Srichin L'Raya. Right, whatever it is, any of them, they want to be an aid. So you assume that they're related to each other, and therefore they're not allowed to testify. You don't assume that total strangers are related to each other unless you know otherwise. You can assume that they are not related to each other. Good. Amar Reb Shimon Pazi, Amar Reb Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Ma'isa B'Shabasli Yerushalayim, V'Tinok Marko V'Aktefa. There was a story about a woman who came, and she had a child, V'Gdilto, and the woman brought the child up, for many years, Uba'ala, and then when they got older, the son lived with the mother, in quotes. Fevim lebezim esiklum, right? And they gave skila based on that. Lo mipnei shebna vadai, ela bimna shekarach achareha. Right? Not because, this was vadai, we had any evidence, but because we assumed that based on the chazaka, karach achareha, that this was really her child. That is category two. That Soklin v'sarfin ala chazakos. Halacha takes into account certain realities that are clearly true. The ain't sarfin shuma ala chazakos, but the third line that he said, we're not sorry if shuma, we don't put shuma based on a chazaka. Darim Shimon Lakish, sarfin, because really Rish Lakish interpreted this kipshuto, sarfin ala chazakos, Rabbi Yochanan Amar ain't sarfin. Remember this whole riot was brought as a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish says, we do not burn on chazakos, we don't assume that it's vadai, tameh, as we'll see, and Rabbi Yochanan says, ain't surfing. What's the case? As follows. Va'az dula tamayu. Titznan. The Mishnah tells us in Meseches Taharos. Tino shenimsa b'tzado. Isu batek b'yado. You have a child sitting next to a dough, and he has some dough in his hand. So, what's the halacha of the dough that he's not holding? Meaning, what's the issue? The issue is, the child might have, or Machlokas Rashi tells us exactly what the might have and what the vada is. Rashi here says that the biadua, that the child took it from the dough. He's holding dough, and and you assume vada, he took it from the dough. You're not sure, vada, that he touched something tummy beforehand. Children like to put their hands in a lot of tummy things. So maybe he touched something tameh. He vadai touched the isa. Tosfos has a different shot. Tosfos says no. He vadai touched something tameh. He suffake took it from the isa. Right? That's a little different. Tosfos does not like the fact to assume that he vadai touched the isa. So ditznan. Either way, there's a good chance here that the isa is tameh. So ditznan. Tinok shenim sabzada isu batzik biyado. Rabbi Meir mitaher. Rabbi Meir is mitaher. He assumes the rest of the dough you're allowed to assume is tahor. V'chacham mitamen, and they say no. Mipnei shedarko shel tinok letapeach is a derech of a tinok to be mitabeach. To be mitabeach with what? Rashi mitabeach bishratzim v'nevelus shabashpa. Midabraitis mistama, he touched something, that was tameh, and he vadai touched, took from the dough. Where else would he have gotten the dough from? And therefore, that is the Chacham's opinion, it's tameh. Vihavinan bay. My time at the Rebbe Meir. Why did the Meir say tar? Isn't there, we could assume that this is vadai tameh? By the way, Rashi's pshat is mechudish. The Tosas read here notes, according to Rashi, he vadai touched the Isa. So how could anybody assume that there's this tahara here? You know, vadai touched the Isa, and Savi, he would assume that would undermine. There can't be a chazaka of the Isa. Once you know the child touched the Isa, then the chazaka of the Isa, which we're about to talk about, would not be strong enough. But either way, what's the halacha? Vavinava. My time and Rebbe Meir. Ksavar. Rov tinokos betafkin. Rebbe Meir says, well, rov tinokos, there's a rov that this would be tame. Umiyotein betafkin. But there's a miyot that it's not true. The Isa of a cheskas tara omedes. The Isa has a cheskas tara, and there's a miyot that could go with it. The smoke, miyuto la chazaka. And you put the miyut, according to Rebbe Meir, along with the chazaka, Isra le ruba, so the rov is weakened. And therefore, Rebbe Meir says that the Isa is tahar. V'rabbanan, miyuta kamanda lesa dami. Rabbanan say, no, we're not choshish for the miyut. The miyut is kamanda lesa, zero. And then you just have a rov of the child, the chazaka of the dough, rov of a chazaka, ruba adif. As we say elsewhere, and the Achronim discuss, rov is pashas is based on a birur, chazaka is based on a hachra'a. We don't know, so we just go that way. So birur beats out a hachra'a, and therefore, the rov would win according to the Rabbanan. A couple of points that are mentioned here. Rashi here says, according to Rabbi Meir, right, Rabbi Meir here says, smoch miuta lechazaka. Says Rashi, this is Rabbi Meir in Kala Tarakula. The Rabbi Meir lo batel miuta legamri. Rabbi Meir holds that the miut is never totally nullified. The shaminan le de chayish le miuta. We know from elsewhere, Rabbi Meir is always the shita of choshishin le miut. And if he's choshishin le miut, Hilkach bimkomo omein v'chimishvach midi l'staruf v'adem istaref. Rashi puts together what the Gemara says of smoch miuta l'chazaka and the general shita of Rabbi Meir of choshishin l'miuta. Rabbi Chanan knows that that's a chiddush. Rabbi Chanan in Simin Samach Vav here Os Yud. He discusses, he quotes this Rashi, and he says, how does the Gemara say Azli Latamayu? It's not Rashi's fault, it's the Gemara's fault. He says, he quotes the question of the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi asks on this, Rabbi Meir being Choshesh L'miut is a din to Rabbanon, and Smoch Miuta L'Chazaka is a din to Araisa. So how do we put these two together? And the Gemara says, Azli Latamayu. One's a din to Araisa, one's a din to Rabbanon. That's the Beis Halevi's question. So the Rabbi Chanan in Simon Samach Vav, Os Yud, the end of Simon Samach Vav, he quotes an answer to that Beis Halevi's question. The Yesh Lomar, the Kiva, this feeling that Rabbi Meir midrabanon chayshin and lemiyuta. We know that Rabbi Meir holds that in Kol Torah Kula. Midrabanon, you always have to be choshish for the miyut. Muchach, the fact that he says that midrabanon means that even on a daraisa level, it must be that miyut exists. If the miyut did not exist on a daraisa level, Rabbi Meir would never say you're choshish for it on a drabanon level. Kind of like Kein Daraisa Tikkun. Kiva Disrila, Rabbi Meir, Midrabana Chayshin Alamiyuta, Muchach, the Gami Daraisa Lo Amrina Miyuta Kamandalesa. The after Midaraisa, Azlinan Basa Ruba. And even though Midaraisa, right, you would not be Choshesh Lamiyut, you would go after the Rove, Avagab de Miyuta Kamandi Isa. Even though the Miyut is Kamandi Isa, Rabbi Meir must hold, it's Kamandi Isa, but you would go after the Rove, Vikom Makom, Chacham Mechmiru, Lachush Lamiyuta, Tkiva Demand Midaraisa Miyuta Kamandi Isa. The fact that Rabbi Meir says, Chayshina Lamiya Midrabanan, means that he must assume that even on a Daraisa level, it exists. Even though you're not Choshish for it, Midaraisa, but you're Choshish for it, Midrabanan, Rabbanan or Machmir. Very often you have rules like this, like we discussed last week with the Rambam, right? Midaraisa, Safik Daraisa, Lakula. But midrabanan, Safik Daraisa, Lachumra. Sometimes Rabbanan can add on a general rule like that. So here too, Rabbi Chanan puts that together, an important point, that if you say anything, Chayshina midrabanan, it must be midaraisa, there is something there as well. Stop there for a moment also. The Chashuki Chemin here discusses, based on this line, maybe we'll have one or two today, following interesting case on the rove here. Sheila, somebody goes to buy new shoes in the shoe store. Ukshahalacha, when he left the shoe store, he forgot his old shoes there. forgot his old shoes. Most of the time, you know, you put on the new shoes, you put the old shoes in the box, and you take them. And there are sometimes people take them to have as a spare, like a teal pair of shoes. But other times, people just throw out the old shoes. So what happens here? He got home and he realized he forgot the shoes there. So he goes back the next day to the store and says, you know, I forgot my old shoes here. And the storekeeper says, I'm sorry, I threw them out. He said, no, well, I wanted to wear them. I wanted to keep them. He says, how am I supposed to know? Right? Rov anashim shemashirim poes ana'aleim hayishanos lo'osim zos mitoch shechacha. Most people who leave their old shoes here don't do it because they forgot. And lemafkirinus hayishanos. Right? They're mafkir. Amnam nomar besvar makdoshim shetzorach adam linol nalaim yuchadim l'shabbos. Right? As I've said, everybody bestama, this was a weekday pair. But the Lokeach says, ein hochem b'mamon achra rov. Right, Baba Kama, he's a learned guy, right? So what do you say? So says the Chashuk Echemed Lechora, Heyosha Menachem Esachanus Nalayim Koyom. At the end of the day, you have to assume that the storekeeper cleans out his store, Vizarkim is called Hanalayim Aishonus Hanisharosham, Hariza Kamatmin Klipa Ashba. It's like you stored something in a garbage that you assume would be cleaned. And the Ramah says in Choshe Mishpat, Shamatmin Klipa Ashba Ho Asuya Lihipanos, Aveda Midasi, Fari Husha Motza. So Naveda Midas, and the Moser doesn't have to give it back. So here too. So says the, but then the Chashuk Echemet says, in his classic style, but maybe not, because it's not Hefker Gomor, there might be some Yeyush, but not totally Hefker, maybe he has to be Machriz, but here he forgot it, so maybe it's not Hefker. The Yishlom Rabbi says, Kivan Sha'al Pi Rov, Rubam Kekulab Shemashire, Mafkirim Osam, and the Baal HaChanus doesn't have to be Choshesh for this, so that it's a very, very strong roof. Very strong roof. Ukashem shazlina basaruba lagabi yisr v'heter, v'yafil lagabi nefashos, kach hazlina basaruba gam binyonenu, gamim kara mikra shahala lo nisyayish patim milashalim. Umashatoen, he says, yin hochem b'momonachar arov. A little information sometimes goes a lot the wrong way. You have to know exactly when that said. Yin hochem b'momonachar arov is when tainis halokeach toasi biyado. When do you say that? You say that misham, you don't say, therefore the muchzak gets to keep his money. But here, you say, he has the money, right? The seller has the money. So, you want to say that to be motzi the mamon from the seller? He says, no, you wouldn't say that. Yad Muchzak Al Hal Yona. Number one, he's the Muchzak. Number two, he has the Rov. And therefore, in this case of Rov and Chazaka, he would not have to return. Moral of the story, if you want to keep the shoes, remember to take them with you in the box before you leave the store. Good. So this was all Machlokes between, in the Mishnah, between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, about the case of whether you assume the Isa is Tame. But now continuing, related to that, we didn't finish the sentence. Amar Reish Lakish Bishum Rebbe Yoshia, Zu Isha Sarfin Alaza Truma. In this case, the Truma, according to Rabbanan, is so Tame that it's Vaday Tame, and you would even burn Truma based on that. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, this, remember, we're trying to prove the whole statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said three things on top. And this is the case where Rabbi Yochanan says, Ezu Chazaka Jasarfin Alaza Truma. You would not burn Truma based on this case. And even though the Rabbanan say metamin here, they don't really mean metamin. They mean misafik metamin, and therefore tolin. You wouldn't be able to use the truma. You have to be choshesh that it's tame in this case. So that's the line that Rabbi Yochanan said before, that you don't burn truma based on a chazaka. Is there any case that Rabbi Yochanan would agree? Ela ezu chazaka l'Rabbi Yochanan jesorfen alas a truma. Is there a case that Rabbi Yochanan would agree? Kiditznagen? It's really kiditanya. Isa betocha bayis. This case, you have a dough inside a house. Vishratzim utzvar dimetaplin sham. And there are different type of rodents that are inside the house. You know, vada, there are tzvar dim, which is we call a frog, but we don't know if it's exactly a frog, but some type of rodent that is not one of the Shmona Shratzim. Tzvardei is not Metame. Shratzim, one of the Shmona Shratzim, is Metame. Metablin Shom. What does Rashi say? Metablin means they shed their limbs. They shed their limbs, and you find some limbs in the dough. V'nivzach hatichas b'isa. So, if anybody would ever want to eat that, so maybe nobody wants to eat that anyway, but you have to know if it's Tame. Somebody wants to touch that. You want to get rid of that dough, let's say. So, how do you know if that's Tame or not? So, im rov shratzim tameya. If most of the rodents in here are shratzim, so they would be metame. So then tameya, we assume that this is tame. And rov svardim tahora, but rov svardeya, we would say tahor. That's the case that Rabbi Yochanan would agree. Kasha, why would Rabbi Yochanan agree in this case? How is this case different than the case of the baby? So Rashi says, oh, two types of rov. This gets us into a huge topic. Ruba de Isa Kaman and Ruba de Lesa Kaman. There are two types of robes we have in Halacha. Ruba, most robes, I would say, not most, I guess one type of robe, Ruba de Lesa Kaman, what we would call a statistical robe. Most women have babies after 9 months. Most babies play in the garbage and touch tummy things. Most days of the year are blank. That's a statistical robe. That's Ruba de Lesa Kaman. But then you have Ruba de Isa Kaman. You find a piece of meat. There are 10 stores here, 9 kosher, 1 not kosher. Isa Kaman, it's staring at you in the face. So there's different types of robes. So Rashi says, when do we say earlier, Rabbi Yochanan said it's not a Vadai by a Ruba de Lesa Kaman? Most children touch this. But here's a Ruba de Isa Kaman. It's staring at you. There are shrutzim in the room. And therefore, Rashi assumes that would be stronger. That would be stronger. This is a huge discussion in the Mefarshim, based on the Gemara already. Which is stronger? Which would you say? Because if you think about it logically, they each have an Adifus and a Reyesa. Ruba de Isa, come on! The robe is staring at you in the face! This is much stronger. You see the robe, but on the other hand, you see the meat staring at you in the face. On the other hand, you think about a Ruba de Lesa, come on! It is a tried and proven, it's statistics! It's always, you've tried the millions of people! But on the other hand, you don't see the rove. It's a statistical rove. So which would you say is stronger? So interesting, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph, which brings the source for rove, brings a pasuk to prove rove, and the Gemara says, fine, that would prove Ruba de Isa Kaman. How do you know even Lesa Kaman would work? Which again, just that svara, the fact that the Gemara in Chulin asked that question, sounds like the Gemara also assumes that Ruba de Isa Kaman is the more pashut rove. The Gemara there says, Minala dechsiv achrei rabim lahatos. Ruba de Isa Kaman, kagon tes chanuyos, the Sanhedrin, lo kami bayalon. By a Sanhedrin, the judge is fine. Ki kami bayalon, Ruba de Lesa Kaman, kagon katan v'ktana, minalan. Most children don't turn into islandists and sris. All the types. So again, it sounds that way. But again, a lot of Mefarshim, Rav Shimon Shkap discusses this, and Rav Yosef Engel, that it's really just different. One might be stronger, one might be weaker, but it's really it's different. Rav Shimon Shkap says, by a Lesa Kaman, it's a birur which we are applying. It's a birur that we are applying. We have statistics, and we are being mevarer. Isa Kaman, you have 9 stores, 9 kosher stores, and one not kosher. There's no real svar. Is there a svar to say it came from the? There's a good chance, but you didn't see any this piece of meat come from any of the stores, right? But it's just the Chiddush HaTorah. So it's ironically, you know, the Hanhaga. If you say that type of approach, Reb Shimon says a Lesa Kaman is more of a birur, and an Isa Kaman is more of a Hanhaga. But that even though it might be more pashut, it might be more pashut to have the more minimal approach. Right, so even though we said which is stronger, but either way, it's a big discussion in the Mefarshim. How do you look at Isa Kaman, Lesa Kaman? But Rashi here clearly says that's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that we would trust this Chazaka, but there is Vada by Anisa Kaman, by the case of the Tzvardeya and the Shratzim, but not by the Lesa Kaman. Whenever we quote Shratzim, we like to quote the comment of Rabbeinu Bachai in Parsha Shmini, where he says, interesting, the list of Shratzim, we're not exactly sure what all the Shratzim are, but one thing we know for sure is that the Nachash is not on the list. The Nachash is not one of the Shmona Shratzim. And if you would think of any Sheret that should be on the list that represents Tumah, shouldn't it be the Nachash? So Rabbeinu Bachai there says, Derecheha Darchei Noam, and we don't want anybody to have to think twice before they would kill a dangerous snake. I'm going to become Tameh. That's the Torah doesn't make a tummy. Miklali darki a Torah shakoni sivasei shalom shal ratzta tatami anachash b'magao sheim kena ya adam nimna milahargo kidei shalay yitame. And therefore, says the Rabbeinu Bachai, the Torah was not mitame yet. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. Tanya kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, 5 lines up. There's a braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan who says what? That in many cases it's not vaday. It's not Vadai, you just assume that it's Tamei, but not a Vadai. Shnei Dvar Meibo and Dasli Shal. There are two items that you don't have Das, doesn't have Das to answer a question. What's this referring to? We know the rule is, we learn from Sota, that Safik Tuma Berushus HaYachid is Tame only if we're talking about an item or a being that you could ask a question to, like a Nida. But if it's Ein Bo Das Lishal, it's Tahar even in Rushus HaYachid. We learned that out from Psukim. So Rabbi Yochanan says there are two items that Ein Bo Das Lishal, meaning we should assume they're Tahar, Va'asum Chachamim Kamashi Ish Bo Das Lishal. But we, the Chachamim give them the status of Tame. Tinok Va'od Acheres. Tino case and another case. Tino kata amran. That's one case. That's the case we had already. Rabbi Yochanan, the case about the baby and the dough. Va'oda cheres, and also there's another case. Maihi. What's the other case under discussion? Isa b'tocha bayis v'tarna golamu mashkim tameim sham. There's a, in Isa, there's dough in the house and there are chickens and tame liquid that the chickens probably, you know, put their beaks into. V'nibsu'u nikurim nikurim b'isa. And you see little pecks in the dough. So, Tolin lo ochlin v'lo sarfin. So you see there's a suffix tumma there. You have to assume they, the chickens pecked into the water and then pecked into the dough, and therefore it's suffix tumma. What's the raya ready to Rabbi Yochanan? Because we assume, just like this case, beferish is suffix tumma, so we assume the previous case also was suffix against Reish Lakish, raya to Rabbi Yochanan, that that's the case of the baby too. Amar Rabbi Shobin Levi, lo shanu ela b'mashkim levanim. This only applies to clear liquids. Al b'mashkim adumim. If there was red liquids, imisa denakir made the yadia. If the chicken would have pecked in, we would see some type of roshim, some type of mark. We assume. Says the Gemara, v'dilma balatinu isa. Who says maybe it got absorbed? Even if it was colored, maybe it got absorbed. Am Rabbi Yochanan daraz eshama b'Rabbi. I heard this from a great person. Upirusho lo shama. I did not hear the explanation. Lo shanu as follows. Lo shanu. When do we say that the red would be tame? Al b'mashkim slulim shebebuah shel tinok nikarba. Still, it would only be you would be able to. This question had to read this line. We'll take one of the readings. You would only say it's tame if mashkin, if it's clear that the you would be able to see the reflection of a baby in it, and that's where we would assume that it would still be you would be able to you have to be choshesh that it got absorbed. But if it's really dirty, disgusting water, that would leave a mark, so then we would not have to be choshesh if you don't see that mark, and we would be able to say that the dough is tahar. Okay. Rabosai, we're up to the Mishnah, all about Yichud. The next two daf, in Shas, these two dafs all the way at the end of Kiddushin, these are the sugis of Yichud, in Shas. So again, there's a lot to say regarding these halachas. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simen Chav Beis, the chumrah of this halacha. Maybe we'll talk more about the introduction a little tomorrow, because I just want to make sure to get through the daf. But just to quote the Shulchan Aruch, Aser Liz Yached, this is all background. Aser Liz Yachedim Erva Meha Arayos, Bein Zakena, Bein Yalda, the Isra of Yichud, being in seclusion with another woman who was not one of my primary relatives, is Aser. Doesn't matter how old. Shadavar Ze Goreim Legalos Erva. Because this is goreim to lead to problems. There is a discussion in the Achronim. Most assume, based on the Rishonim, most assume that Isser Yichud is a Siag Daraisa. There are certain Yichud, let's say it this way, there is a Machlokas, whether any Yichud is Daraisa or Darabanan. Pashtus from the Gemara, it sounds like some Yichud is Daraisa, some for sure is Darabanan. David HaMelech added on to Yichud after the story of Amnon and Tamar. There were definitely stages of the expansion of the Isra of Yichud. But is there any Yichud that's Daraisa? Our Gemara sounds like, yes. Rashi says Beferish elsewhere, yes. The Rambam, Divrei Kabbalah, not clear what the Rambam thinks about it. But either way, this is a siag, assuming it is daraisa. This is on the list of Rabbi Yosef Engel's siagim daraisa. The Torah says A is usur because you might come to B, but they're both usur daraisa. It's an isur for what? A siag for mamish gili arayis? Is it a siag? Let's say, according to the Rambam, even chibuk v'nishuk is daraisa, as we know. Touching an erva b'kirav basar is also an erva, is also a daraisa. So what about yichud? Is yichud a gzeira mishum chibuk v'nishuk daraisa? Or is it just a gzeira mishum bia daraisa? L'may nafgamina, what if there's a situation of yichud which there's enough time for chibuk v'nishuk, but there's not enough time for a maisa bia? For example, an elevator. Right? An elevator, you know, let's say there's a few seconds, there's enough time for chibuk v'nishuk. Doesn't take too much time, but for Maisa Bia, that wouldn't be good enough. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and others have a tshuva, that Mikra Din, it's a gzera, it's a siag for Bia, not for Chibuk Venishuk, and therefore there would not be any any type of a gzeira, any type of issue being in an elevator, meikar adin. There are some achronim that talk about chatzi shir when it comes to yichud, but pashas, or Moshe, or Shlomo Zalman, have tshuvas that would not be the case. Okay, there's a lot here, but let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Lo yizyached adam im shtei nashim, a man can't be misyached with two women, aval isha achas misyachedes im shtei nashim, but one woman with two men. Right? Different halachas for yichud, man and woman. Rabbi Shimon omer, av isha achad misyached im shtei nashim, bizman sheish toimo. Rabbi Shimon said, as long as the wife is there, one of the women, then one man, two women are okay, if the wife is there. V'yashinim omer bepuntaki, she's in the house. Bepnei she ishto mishamarto. The isha is the shomeres for the husband. Misyachid adam im imo v'imbito. There's no yichud with a mother and a daughter or a grandmother or a granddaughter. V'yashin imam bekir basar. And when they're even young, you can even sleep in the same bed. V'imigdilu z'yishin b'ksusa v'zoyashin b'ksusa. But as they get older, you know, if you have a baby, they can sleep in the baby with the mother, but if not, they each sleep in their own clothing. Maybe we'll tell a story about the Sefer Hasidim story about a son and a mother sleeping in the same bed. We'll have to do best to get to that tomorrow. My time, de Tana de Eliyahu. What is the reason why there's a difference between men and women? Because Tana de Eliyahu. What is Tana de Eliyahu? Some say it's a Tana that had visions from Eliyahu. Some say it's Eliyahu Navi Mamish gave over the Torah. Different days of what the Chida discusses this. Whether he was Miskal, Eliyahu Navi was Miskal to Rav Anan and was Masvir him many of the Bryces. Some say it's another Tana named Elio. Either way, Ho Benashim Daitan Kalos Aleim. Women are Daitan Kalos. What does that mean in this context? Maybe women are easier to be seduced by a man than a man by a woman. Nothing negative. It's just about the emotional state of men and women, and therefore. And there are, let me just add, and also a man has a stronger taiva than a woman, he would work harder. Not just a woman would be mispate, but a man would work harder. He has a stronger yetzahara in these areas, and therefore we have more precautions for a man. You know, Animili, how do I know? So again, Pashas, this sounds like Daraisa. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum of Shim Yishmael. But then it says, Remez, Lichad Minatar Minayin. It says, Minonimili, and then Remez. So, that's what's unclear. Shinamar, Kiyisiska Chicha Beni Mecha. By the context of Mesis, if your brother, your maternal brother, tries to seduce you, v'chi ben aim Mesis, ben av eno Mesis, why does it say the son of the mother? Elalom alecha, to teach me, call ben misyache to be merames, ben misyachanim imo, v'asul misyachanim kol arayah shabbatora. A son can be with his mother, but he can't be in yichud with any of the other arayas. So you see it's a remez, but maybe it's araysa. So it's a question of how to read this. Pashti the krab of my kosev. What's the pashas of the pasuk? Why does he talk about only a maternal brother? Amar Abaya lomi boy kamer. It's telling you a halacha about nesis. Lomi boy ben av the sunny lay. A paternal brother you might not be so close with. Why? Because you're fighting for the Yerusha. The ayat lay eitzas rose. He'll give you bad advice. El afilo ben aim de lo sunny lay. Mother, a maternal brother that does not hate you. Ematzaisi lay. Maybe you should listen to him if he's giving you some type of advice. Kamash Malan, if he's being Mesis you, do not listen to him. Period. Name of Masis in the Lok Abishol is the Mishnah against Abishol. Titania, Abishol says, in Mesachas Smachos, Kol Shloshim Yom, Rachman al Islan, if a baby dies less than 30 days old, Yotzi Bechek V'nikvar, then you don't need to have a regular Levaya. Just carry him out. V'nikvar B'isha Achas V'shnei Anashim. Take one woman, two men, just carry him out to the cemetery. Avalo B'isha Achas V'shnei Anashim. But not by one man and two women, because that's Yichud. Abishol Omer Af B'isha Achas V'shnei Anashim. Abishol says, no, don't worry about Yichud. One man and two women. So is Abishol against our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says one man, two women is not allowed. The Gemara says no. Afilu tam Abishol. B'shas Aninus Tavar Yitzrei. Abishol says you don't have to worry in this situation by a Levaya. By a Levaya, nobody's going to try anything. There's a certain mood, and therefore, don't worry about it. But fundamentally, he holds like the same rules of the Mishnah. V'Rabbanan Savri, why do the Rabbanan still have the same halachas? Laka Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak. Ma yisonin adam chai gever al chatav, we darshan a pasuk in Eicha, afilu b'shas aninuso shel adam, yitzro misgaber alav. That's what we darshan from the word yisonin, and gover al chatav, right? So even at a time of aninus, you know, we have to be nervous about the man. V'yabashol, kiksiv, that pasuk is referring to something else. Hahu b'misraim amidosa ksiv, it's talking about somebody who is complaining about his life. V'achi kamar, ma yisraim amidosa, who's complaining about what happens to them? V'chi gover al chatav. Has he controlled his sins? You're complaining? Are you a perfect person? Dayo chayim shenasati lo. Right enough, you're alive. If you're alive, that's enough that you should be happy with, right? The Osher HaChayim. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, whenever we go through life, and most of the time we have headaches, Rachman al Sanslans, there are serious ones. Imagine winning the lottery, billions of dollars, at the same moment dropping your glass cup. You know, so there's a difficulty you have to realize, but you're alive, and you open your eyes, and you have das. That's what the pasuk is saying. Dayo Chaim Shnasati Lo. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say, no, I'm still nervous. Kehu Maisa. There was a story, the Hu Itza Davi Uvda Vafikte, the story, Rashi, the Mefarshim quote of a baby they took out to Levaya, and something happened even at the Levaya, right? So therefore, even in this case, I still have to have to be nervous, right? Rashi quotes the story, there was a baby and they faked that the baby was dead, really the baby was alive, because they just wanted to try something out in the field. So, Rachman al-Islan, Ein Apotropos La'Arayas, as we know, and therefore you have to have the same, levels of standard, even in that case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, we'll have a little more of an introduction to Hilchos Yichud, before tomorrow's shiur, and I'll try to remember the Sefer Hasidim, and then we get into deep Hilchos Yichud, B'Hashem, on tomorrow's daf.